What did she mean by she expected something out of it? What do you think she meant?
Well, she expected to direct a play down then if she wanted to, or, you know, enter in artistically into the thing. And I wasn't interested in letting her do this. I didn't consider her capable at the time.
Did she ever find out about that?
She never found out about that.
No. Oh, is there a consistent withhold here on the subject of her capability?
Certainly is. All through our relationship, kind of culminating up into producing this play together. I found out in working together that she was very capable.
Oh, I see.
Before that, you know.
You had an opinion through that period.
Yeah.
All right. She didn't find out about this at any time.
No.
Did Jack ever find out about this?
No.
Might Jack have found out about this when he was auditing you?
Yeah, he might have.
All right. Now, let me disentangle all of this a little bit here. Let me ask that question again. Check it on the meter. Might Jack have found out something about you and Gurney when he was auditing you? Getting a little action on this.
Seems to be something else.
It's what something else?
They might have thought something else about me and Gurney, beside what I said.
Something else than this capability thing.
Yeah.
Was there anything else to find out? Got a reaction?
I didn't like her.
All right.
I didn't like her.
Good. Well, Mighty, you practically blown your head off if he found out about your opinions with Gurney. What do you think? Something going on here.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah. I don't know. My considerations at the time, or my considerations now?
Your considerations at the time.
At the time. Huh. Well, he might not have liked me, or something like that. But that's
all right. Very good. All right. Let me check this lineup now.
Yeah.
Okay? What about conning Jack Campbell? Got a reaction?
Mm-hmm.
Instant reaction. Mm-hmm. But it's not now the dirty needle reaction.
Yeah. There's some other times that I conned him. Kind of.
Oh, just give me a rapid rundown. What's the relationship there?
Well, I got some books from him and never paid him for the books.
All right. Good. Thank you. Any other?
I was going to trade 25 hours of auditing with him. Since that was a con, because he's a better auditor than I was.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Actually, I got 12.
Good. Good. Any others?
Can't think of any right now.
All right. What?
No, it's the motivator.
Well, it's all right. What's the motivator? Perfectly all right with me.
Yeah. Well, there was some confusion with him about when I was on the course. When he came on the ACC over here. He and Vincent came over here. And, no, there's an overt in there.
Yeah, that's what I was going to just ask for, but you saved me the trouble.
Okay.
All right, what's the overt?
There's an overt in there. You left Mario and myself to teach the course there.
Mm-hmm.
And we were supposed to work together in teaching the course.
Mm-hmm.
But Mario went on a concert tour and come back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Supposed to come back in a week, didn't come back at all. But I went ahead and taught the course myself and spent the time blaming Jack, kind of, for not, you know, for to let Mario, Jack, everybody else, for my. The overt was, golly, it's kind of something to do with holding down. The whole thing by myself and proving to them that they are no good or something like this. You know, I don't know.
All right. Good enough. Thank you. All right, let me check this question again. What about conning Jack Campbell? All right, I don't know if that was a reaction or not. I'll check it again. What about conning Jack Campbell? I've still got some kind of a reaction. Let's get the 1B checked here. What about these meetings with Gurney? All right, let me check it again. What about these meetings with Gurney? That is clean.
Yeah.
All right. Now, let me check the first one again. What about conning Jack Campbell? Let me check it again. What about conning Jack Campbell? I've still got a reaction on that.
Yeah.
It's much quieter.
Yeah.
Everything is smoothing out. There's something else here. Is that the first meeting you had with Jack Campbell?
Yeah.
All right.
As far as I know.
Now, did you and Gurney talk about Jack Campbell? All right. There's no reaction there. Is there any other con there that you might have skipped? Did you ever borrow money from him or never paid it back? You so far just mentioned course fees and so forth. Did you ever borrow money and not pay it back?
I think I paid all the money back then, Bob.
I get no reaction. All right. Did you ever take girl away from him?
No.
Did you ever steal anything off of him?
No.
All right. Did you ever take a fee while you were teaching there and didn't pay it back or something like that? Huh?
No.
What do you mean?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah, I just remembered. An overt I got against
him. Yeah, all right. What is it?
While I was there teaching, you know, teaching the course, holding things down, I use his office, you know.
Yeah.
And he said, well, I wasn't supposed to go in the bottom left-hand drawer of his desk.
Right.
I'm not supposed to touch that bottom left-hand drawer.
Okay.
And so I went in the bottom. So I did go in the bottom left-hand drawer.
Right.
And rummaged around there a bit and found some dirty pictures down there.
Okay.
And never told him about that.
Okay.
Never
did he audit you after that?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Good enough. Now let me check this question again. What about conning Jack Campbell? Well, this is getting to look much cleaner.
Yeah.
All right. What about conning Jack Campbell? I'm not now getting an instant read, but it's a little bit before and it's a little bit after.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of, must be a lot of, some several other things I've done to him. You know.
Well, speculating off that. What's that?
Oh, well, I conned him there.
What?
I took the test, my final exam paper.
Yeah.
From the HPA home, and did it at home.
Oh, I see.
In a sense. Since I was a con. Well, yeah, because I went home, and actually, when I took this paper home, I thought it was a joke about learning the axioms. Memorizing all those axioms. Silly. And when I brought it back, I copied him out of the book, you know. I brought him back, and he looked at it, and he checked it over when he was there, and he saw that everything was perfect in it. You know? And he looked at me kind of funny, like, well, you got it right. But I conned him there, because I realized when he looked at me funny that it wasn't a joke. Memorize those axioms.
Oh, I get you.
And I hadn't.
Oh.
And at that moment, I knew that I hadn't. And I mean, I should have, or something, you know? I conned him there.
Okay.
Yeah.
We got a tape now. All right, let me check this question again. What about conning Jack Campbell? This looks fairly clean. I'll check it just one more time. What about conning Jack Campbell? I haven't done anything on it.
That was a big one.
All right.
Funny, because I told you about that once, but it wasn't as precise.
It wasn't who missed the whiff hole, was it?
Yeah.
Now, all right. Any chairs safe before we leave this prep checking?
Nope.
All right. You sure that? Any care safe before we leave this prep?
How about the double tick? Is that all?
I knew that. I can't find it.
Yeah?
It started disappearing when we cleaned up Gurney.
Hmm.
And I haven't seen it.
Hmm.
But you ask about it there. There's a wide motion. There's a wider motion. It's about so long, and it isn't the tick I had in the first place.
Hmm.
I've got a tick here of some kind or another.
Hmm.
It's not a tick. I've got a stop and a sweep.
Yeah.
But I was looking for a dirty little tick tick,
yeah.
And it seems to have dived for cover at the moment. Hmm. There it is again.
Hmm.
Well, why? What are you thinking of as you're thinking of?
I don't know. That's the funny thing. See, I kind of look at something. I kind of look at an area of the bank,
mm-hmm.
you know, or something, or a piece of a ridge there, or something like that.
Oh, that's all right.
You know?
It's all right.
And,
okay.
I can bring it back by sweeping, you know, scanning
well, try
across.
Try to bring it back.
Bring it back. Thanks.
Yeah, a little bit.
Little button there.
Push. Well, there it is.
Creeps up on me. I'm supposed to try it.
All right, but do you think we've attained anything there on that?
Yeah.
Okay, now, let's see what we've got here, okay?
Yeah.
Have you told me any half-truth? What's the half-truth? That's it.
Well, about writing those things for Robin, maybe. That's what I thought of.
All right. Thank you. I'll check it on the meter. Have you told me any half-truths? Got it. Check. Bang. Reacts.
Mm-hmm. Half-truth. I don't know.
Hmm?
I don't know what it was.
Can you have anything at all? What's that?
Oh, well, there must be some other things with Jack, I think.
Oh, all right.
You know?
All right. Well, you weren't satisfied that the, you weren't satisfied that the what question was clean?
Yeah, I was satisfied.
Yeah.
There was probably other things in the chain there along, so, you know, little ones.
All right.
Like that. But none of that.
Okay, thank you. I'll check the auditing question. Have you told me any half-truth? Clean. You told me any untruth? Got a reaction. There's some.
Yeah.
All right, I'll ask the question again.
Yeah.
Your answer is you don't know what it is.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
I got an idea.
What is it?
Something about beginning rudiments.
Did you think when I was still hot?
Maybe I had kind of a suspicion or something. I wasn't sure.
Oh, yeah.
A missed withhold or something.
All right.
I was when you asked about a present time problem, I've had a tiny present time problem that I haven't been able to get sleep too well. Huh?
Yeah.
For the last week or so.
Yeah.
And I thought that it might show up. And then it didn't show up. And I thought it might show up. But it didn't show up.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought maybe there was something wrong.
All right. Is there an untruth? Was any of that an untruth?
No, it wasn't untruth.
Well, was it an untruth? Did you tell me? What did you tell me? That
an untruth.
Saying there's something there.
Well, yeah. If I said I had a present time problem and it didn't react in the meter, then it would be an untruth.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that what occurred?
Yeah.
You're not sure?
Yeah.
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
All right. Very good. I will check that. All right, have you told me an untruth? Get a reaction. Let me check it again, because you got a pretty divey needle.
Mm.
Have you told me an untruth?
Yeah,
this is very equivocal.
Yeah.
But do you have a guilty conscience about telling untruths or something of the sort here? This is not getting the same reaction constantly at all.
I have a guilty conscience. It's just a general one has a guilty conscience, you know.
Well, does that upset you that I ask you if you've told it untruth?
Yeah.
Is that what this is falling on?
Yeah, maybe.
Well, is it or isn't it?
I didn't expect it to fall.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let me check it again. Have you told me an untruth? I still get a reaction on this. That's it.
About my friend with the letter?
All right.
My friend?
Well, what's the untruth there? That's it.
Well, I'm not absolutely positive I wrote it to the right address. Mm. I have to go back and I have to check my address book to make sure, because I just... I wrote the address out, having remembered it. And I'm not actually, I have to check my address book.
All right. Thank you. Is there an untruth in that inference?
Well, I said that...
What was the untruth? That's it.
Well, that he... that I'm sure that he would have told me if he had moved.
Oh, I see.
You know?
All right.
I'm not sure that you would have told me that.
All right, very good.
Right.
Very good. Have you told me an untruth? All right, that's clean. Or said something only to impress me? I'll check that again. Have you said something only to impress me? Have you said something only to impress me? I haven't got any reaction on that. You just got your needles banging around here.
Yeah.
I have to check. Would you care to answer it?
I was thinking maybe that it was over on Robin, I said, but it wasn't only to impress you. No, it wasn't.
Good. Let me check it again.
Yeah.
Have you said something only to impress me? Now I am getting a kick on this.
Oh, it wasn't only to impress you, but maybe it was a little bit to impress you. Is over on Robin about writing him notes and stuff.
All right.
Like that.
Okay. Thank you. Have you said something only to impress me? That's clean. Or tried to damage anyone in this session? Thank you. That's clean. Have you deliberately tried to influence the e-meter? Now, what's the ping on that?
I was looking for that double tick.
Oh,
you know.
All right. Very good. All right, I'll check that. Have you deliberately tried to influence the e-meter? I got a little tick on it still.
Well, I implied that I could influence, I suppose, to a certain extent. If I could push the button, I said I could push the button there and get a double tick.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and that was true, that I could push the button any time and get a double take.
Yeah.
Pushing the button.
Okay. All right. Have you deliberately tried to influence the e-meter? Very improbable. I will check it one more time.
Oh, I don't want it to read when I can't find anything for it to read on.
Oh, I see.
You see?
All right. Have you deliberately tried to influence the e-meter? I haven't got a reading here, but the subject seems to be kind of mucky.
Well, I've kind of held my breath at times, hoping that I wouldn't get any read or something on that. Read a body read or something. I mean, it was silly. You know, sort of holding my breath or holding my body still and holding my hand still to make sure that the e-meter doesn't read.
All right.
You know.
Good. All right. Okay. Have you deliberately tried to influence the e-meter? Well, this is a sort of question. It isn't reacting very hard, but there's something there. Either gave me a lose by making, I was trying to clean up this double tick, or
something to do with that. No, not so much.
Like that? Any feeling like that at all?
Yeah. Well, yeah, maybe I thought it at the moment. And I said, what happened to double tick?
Mm-hmm.
I thought, well, the double tick should have gone by now.
Mm-hmm.
We cleared up with Gurney, then that was the end of the double tick.
Mm.
Then it came back.
Mm.
In a sense, I felt I influenced the e-meter or something to bring it back.
Okay. Now, let me check this question again.
Yeah.
Have you deliberately tried to influence the e-meter? That is clean. All right. Have you failed to answer any question or command I've given you in this session? Thank you. That's clean. Have you withheld anything from me? Well, it's a trifle latent, but what is it?
I was thinking there was one question that I may have failed to answer.
What was that?
Much earlier, and I'm surprised it didn't react. I was thinking there was one, and it should have reacted.
Oh, all right.
Or something like
that. All right, what question was?
The one about, what about those... In meetings in between. I never did find a meeting in between.
Oh, all right.
You see, those two.
Thank you. Let me check this again. Have you withheld anything from me? Well, this is greasy. This hasn't anything to do with it.
Yeah.
Have you withheld anything from me? There is not an instant read on this.
Yeah.
Withheld. There's a bing on withheld.
Yeah.
Withheld. Yes, there's a bing on withheld.
A lot of things I'd like to talk to you about. I, you know.
Well, all right, now answer, get the question here.
Yeah.
All right. Have you withheld anything from me? All right, it looks much cleaner.
Yeah. There's a lot of things I like to tell you or talked about or something like that, you know, sometime. I withheld communicating to you how pleased I am to be on the course and how many gains I've gotten, how tremendous I think it is, that's all.
Very good.
But it's not an overt act. I'm trying to think of overt acts that I've done that I withheld, you know, or something like
that. Oh, I see. All right. Have you withheld anything from me? There's a slight needle change right there on the end of that. There it is.
Yeah, all right. This is very funny. I got myself in the front, right at the front of the class.
Yeah.
This week. Under the assumption that I'm no longer a new student. I'm an old student. Last week, Herbie caught me in the third row from the back in the first lecture, and I kind of snuck up to the third row that first day.
Yeah.
Tell me I'm sitting back, you know, a new student next time. Well, yesterday I got in the second row from the front, no one caught me at it. A little games condition thing there. I was seeing if the second week, if you're still a new student, and if I would be, A, I wouldn't get caught at it, or B, I would could argue my way out that I was a new student.
All right.
Or something like that. Anyways.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Have you withheld anything from me? Halt as it goes, as it comes back on. There. There. What do you think about
it?
There.
I had an argument, a little argument with Robin, about after a devoted post. I'm not going to tell you about it.
All right, very good. Okay, is that it? All right. Let me check this question on the meter. Have you withheld anything from me? Getting on, it's just a little roughness. Pretty clean, just a little roughness. Hardly detectable. A slow rise.
I'm trying to differentiate between motivators and, you know, overt acts and what's really a withhold and what isn't. And, you know, I'm just a little confused on that.
All right.
And,
Does that answer the question?
Yeah, and I'm not sure what a withhold is at this point, in a sense, you see?
Oh.
And,
I see.
Because it,
I get you.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead, if you want.
No, it's just to damage somebody, you know? I mean, it's not... I'm confused.
All right.
You know, it's, It's not a withhold, really, because I wouldn't mind telling you.
All right.
I don't...
Very good.
But if I did tell you, it would be kind of a damage. Then it would be an overt act. Then, it, you know, it would the rudiments would go out. And then, you know, I'm a little confused on what's a withhold. It's something I did.
All right.
And I can't think of anything I did that I, you know, withheld from you.
All right. Let me check the question again. Have you withheld anything from me? Still get a reaction.
Still get a reaction.
There it is.
Like that.
There it is.
Well, I
there it is.
It's kind of an overt act now. I changed the franchise thing a little bit while I had the post. And it didn't really figure out an overt act until Robin got excited about it when he took over. And then I, something happened. And, I put in some, made franchises a little stiffer, you know, to get a franchise, and made co-op centers beef it up a little bit to, you know, to get more information to them for people who didn't, I felt deserve franchises, or, you know, because they weren't working at it, to kind of give them a gradient to get up to a franchise. Well, I withheld from you telling you that since Robin took it over, he's switched it back and made franchise very easy to get, you know, and everything else. And I think that's wrong. I withheld telling you that. I think it's wrong.
All right. Okay.
But it's none of my business anymore.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, let me check the question. Have you withheld anything from me? Well, it's clean. Okay. Look around here and tell me if you can have anything. Thank you. Squeeze them cans. All right, squeeze the cans. All right, put the cans up on the table. All right. Touch the table. We were running feel, weren't we?
Yeah, same thing.
Does that mean anything?
Yeah.
All right, okay. Touch the table. Thank you. Touch your chair. Thank you. Touch that. Good. Thank you. Touch the table. Good. Touch the top of your head. Good. Thank you. Touch the table. Good. Touch your chair. Good. All right. Pick up the cans. Okay. Squeeze the cans. That's much better. Squeeze them again. All right. We're going to let it go. Thank you. All right. Made any part of your goals for this session?
I think so.
Okay.
I think cleaning off this stuff on Jack will help me in Scientology. A in Scientology help me in my in study.
Stay in PT while studying. All right.
Yeah.
Good.
And what was my other goal?
Sleep.
Sleep.
Sleep at night.
Yeah, no trouble, no trouble. Won't have any trouble.
You postulate from that, or do you...
No, I know.
All right.
I just go to sleep, usually.
You're not trying to make me look good.
No, I just feel better and feel kind of tired. Feel like sleeping instead of nervously tired.
All right. Okay.
I've been nervous, and I don't feel as nervous now.
All right. I see. All right. Well, have you made any other gains in this session you care to mention?
Cleaned up on Scientology.
All right.
Remember a few things.
Okay.
Didn't remember otherwise.
Anything else?
I just feel more rested.
All right.
I don't feel as frantic.
Good. All right. Thank you.
I got on television again.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Is there anything you care to say or ask before I end this session?
No, thank you.
You sure?
Yeah.
Let me check that. Anything you care to say or ask before I end this session? Thank you. You all right then, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Is it all right for you if I end this session now?
Yeah.
All right, here it is. End of session. Has the session ended for you?
Yeah.
Has it?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Very good. Tell me I'm no longer on it.
You're no longer on it.
Thank you.